Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Regional Roundup with Leslie Lopez, regional correspondent with the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danger, Manisha Tank and Ryan Huang. We are tracking the US elections today, but also the latest happenings in this region and to find out whether Southeast Asia has a preference on who wins the US election.
Let's catch up with Straits Times regional correspondent Leslie Lopez. Leslie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha.
Exciting day.
I'm doing good.
All right. Yeah, let's start off with Bank Negara Malaysia's Monetary Policy Committee. They've maintained an overnight policy rate at 1.75%. That's in line with expectations. They also signaled the introduction of targeted measures to contain COVID-19 in several states. This is the theme worldwide, right? What are some of the biggest takeaways from this final monetary policy meeting for 2020?
Well, you know, Central Bank did strike cautious note, but it also did say that it considers the stance of monetary policy to be appropriate and kind of accommodative. You know, so in economic speak, that has been seen as positive. Some economists have noted that the latest policy statement was, I think, more optimistic than the statement in early September. This time around, Bank Negara said that the global economy continues to recover. So striking a positive note saying that improvements in manufacturing, export activity, all lead to signs that there is a pickup. Of course, it pointed out that domestically that there remain challenges, but clearly it's sounding more positive despite the organized lockdowns and control movements that the economy could be headed for recovery. So this is the first time in some months that the central bank is sounding a lot more optimistic than it's been before.
Well, thinking of the central bank in the backdrop, Malaysia's budget 2021 is set to be tabled on Friday by the Prime Minister, Muhyiddin Yassin. What, Leslie, are the expectations and how might he try to unite opposition parties to ensure the budget's passage?
Well, you know, this is going to be very crucial. It's going to be a very big week for Muhyiddin. Many people expect him to throw a whole lot of goodies out there, including extending the loan moratorium for the payment, interest payments on loans, so for businesses and households. So Muhyiddin is surely going to throw a lot of goodies out there. It will strain the federal government balance sheet, but I think at this point, politics appears to be key. And whether he gets it approved will depend over the next few days. So far, things are looking a bit tense. We don't see any kind of real coming together of people in his coalition at this point. Tensions between UMNO and the Muhyiddin government remain. So I think it's going to be a bumpy ride for Malaysian politics in the next few days, and this is far from over, you know.
Leslie, let's head over to Thailand, where their House Speaker has approached at least four former premiers and representatives of several political parties to be part of this Reconciliation Committee panel. They want to resolve key issues that have been raised by the pro-democracy protesters and, you know, might even include protest groups as well. Should we see this as a small win for the protest wanting change, political change, in fact, in Thailand?
I think it is a big win, actually.
Okay.
This is for the political elite to submit to this concession is a big come down from the kind of strong approach that they've taken in recent weeks. But and for a movement that is leaderless to win such a concession, I think they are likely to press for more demands, actually, in the coming days. So this is far from over. We've seen the protesters go from strength to strength. I don't think whether this concession offering to mediate by the former prime ministers is going to get them to soften their approach. I think it's only just going to embolden them further, you know.
Okay, let's swing over to Indonesia. President Joko Widodo has signed the contentious job creation bill into law, Leslie. Thousands of workers in the country on Monday continued their protests against the new jobs law. Critics say it will erode labor rights and weaken environmental protections. Obviously, this story is something that's been running for the last few weeks. Does this highlight Jokowi's commitment to see through his reform agenda during his second term in office?
Well, I think President Jokowi is committed to this his reform plans. But, you know, it also shows that how, the kind of opposition that he's coming through, coming up against. The labor unions have filed a judicial review in the Constitutional Court for this new laws, for the labor laws. So I think as this review is heard in these courts, protests will continue until the economy shows real signs of turning around. I think people are going to be unhappy, and they're going to focus on this piece of legislation that they feel discriminates against workers. And so, you know, the let up is just like in Thailand. It's not going to let up here.
All right.
You can see some.
Leslie, quick one. Does Southeast Asia, and this actually is a tough one, I'm not sure it can be a quick one. Does Southeast Asia have a preference on who wins the U.S. election?
Oh, well, I think the view is mixed. Much of Southeast Asia would like to see greater interaction with the U.S. But particularly, I think they would prefer, they see a new person in the White House, or person in the White House, that will provide for better interaction, not hostile interaction, with China. Because a lot of the Southeast Asian economies are tied to China. Mm. So how U.S. relations actually deal with, U.S. deals with its relations with China has a big impact on Southeast Asia. So there's no real preference on a person. But I think, you know, the kind of relations a White House will have with China is going to be crucial for us.
I like your quoted answer there, Leslie. Very nice. Straits Times regional correspondent Leslie Lopez on the line with us. Thank you, sir, for taking the time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.